On July 1, 1991, the Warsaw Treaty was officially dissolved and 36 years of Czechoslovakia's military alliance with the USSR came to an end. As a consequence, Soviet troops stationed in the country during the 1968 invasion were gradually withdrawn, an anniversary that the Czech NGO Opona is celebrating with a series of events entitled The Week of Freedom, starting Monday. Sarah Borůvka spoke to David Gajdečka, one of the organizers of Freedom Week, about the events planned.
One of the main reason or motto is celebrating 20th anniversary of withdrawal of Soviet troops from ex-Czechoslovakia and also the dissolvement of Warsaw Pact in 1991.
And which events are planned for the Week of Freedom?
Our plans start just today. The legendary think tank is coming back to Prague to commemorate the history of our country. The think tank is a symbolic, nowadays it's an art piece, artistic piece, and it was a tank that Soviet Union put in the center of Prague back in the after the Second World War to commemorate the help we received from them. But after then, in 1968, there was this invasion by Soviet troops that stayed here till 1991. And before it ended, the famous painter David Černý painted this tank pink to celebrate that the invasion is over. So we're bringing this tank, and it will stay on the Vltava River, close to Charles Bridge, that everyone can see it after 20 years again. This is the first event that's happening right today, and then there is more events coming up. Partly, the Week of Freedom is supported by United Islands, so there are some special artists coming from the countries where there is no artistic freedom still now. We have forbidden Cuban punk rock musicians coming. We have Afghanistanese rappers coming. We have also Russian MC coming with a ska special ska group to the United Islands. And after United Islands, there are some more serious things. There is this conference on Warsaw Pact that's happening in the building of Minister of Foreign Affairs, and it's organized by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Minister of Defense with cooperation with Opona, the organizer of Week of Freedom. This is going to be visited by ex-politicians, political leaders, and important people that played main role when the Warsaw Pact was finished 20 years ago, and also historians are coming to discuss the future of Europe.
And I believe that Opona also organized a commemorative march on the 20-year anniversary of the 17th November uprising, and obviously, you think that it is important to mark anniversaries of this nature. Why do you think is it important? And do you think that some young people today maybe don't realize the significance of such events?
I think that in case I would be a little bit younger, I wouldn't be recognizing that much what happened in the past. I remember in the 80s when we were learning in school about Second World War, which was over 30 years before then, and for me it was something really past and didn't have strong meaning. After learning more and meeting the people that remembered the Second World War, it meant much more, and I feel that this is the same for our generation. The anniversary of Iron Curtain fall and of Soviet troops withdrawal is same important as the Second World War anniversaries, maybe even more important.
David Gajdečka talking about Freedom Week, a topic we'll be coming back to as the week progresses.